Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
So we'll be continuing sharing on Romans, but let us first start with looking at Matthew chapter 6.
我们今天继续交通分享罗马书，在这之前我们一起来看马太福音第六章。
Matthew 6, verse 1.
马太福音第六章第一节。
Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven.
你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。
And then we'll turn to Romans chapter 2.
我们来看罗马书第二章。
The main text will be verses 17 to 29.
主要的经节是17到29节。
But if you bear the name Jew and rely upon the law and boast in God,
你称为犹太人，又倚靠律法，且指着神夸口。
And know his will and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law.
既从律法中受了教训，就晓得神的旨意，也能分别是非。
And are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness.
又深信自己是给瞎子领路的，是黑暗中人的光。
A corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the immature, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and of the truth.
是蠢笨人的师父，是小孩子的先生，在律法上有知识和真理的模范。
You, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that one shall not steal, do you steal?
你既是教导别人，还不教导自己吗？你讲说人不可偷窃，自己还偷窃吗？
You who say that one should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery?You who abhor idols, do you rob temples?
你说人不可奸淫，自己还奸淫吗？你厌恶偶像，自己还偷窃庙中之物吗？
You who boast in the law, through your breaking the law, do you dishonor God?
你指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法玷辱神吗？
For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, just as it is written.
神的名在外邦人中因你们受了亵渎，正如经上所记的。
For indeed, circumcision is of value if you practice the law. But if you are a transgression of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision.
你若是行律法的，割礼固然与你有益；若是犯律法的，你的割礼就算不得割礼。
So if the uncircumcised man keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision?
所以那未受割礼的若遵守律法的条例，他虽然未受割礼，岂不算是有割礼吗？
And he who is physically uncircumcised, if he keeps the law, will he not judge you, who having the letter of the law and circumcision are a transgressor of the law?
而且那本来未受割礼的若能全守律法，岂不是要审判你这有疑文和割礼竟犯律法的人吗？
For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh.
因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼。
But he is a Jew who is one inwardly.And circumcision is that which is of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. And his praise is not from men, but from God.
唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
我们现在有一些祷告。
Father, I want to thank you for bringing us all together so that we can have the joy of fellowship in your Son.
父啊，我们谢谢你把我们聚在一起，我们可以在与你儿子交通当中一同喜乐。
We ask that you would open up your word to us by your Holy Spirit.
求圣灵能够把你自己的话解开。
So that your son will be exalted in our hearts.
愿你的儿子在我们心中得着高举。
And that we would give our lives fully for him.
我们可以从他那里得着生命。
And we want to pray this in his name.
我们在这里奉他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
A few years ago, there was a 70-year-old Christian man named Marlon.
几年前有一位70岁的基督徒男子名叫马龙。
And he was a firm believer. He spent most of his time when he was younger serving in various prison ministries on as like a side job.
他是一位忠实的信徒，当他年轻的时候，他几乎利用他所有空闲的时间在监狱中传福音。
But now he doesn't do that anymore. He has become an elderly man. So he lives alone in his apartment in the Bronx.
那现在他年老了，作为一个老人，他独自一人住在Bronx 区的一个公寓里面。
So one day, a group of children suddenly came into his apartment.
有一天，有一群孩子突然走进他的公寓。
They walked around the apartment, looked at different things, but they didn't do anything bad.
他们在公寓里走来走去，看来看去，但他们没有做任何坏事。
They're normal kids.
他们看起来是很行为很正常的一些孩子。
The interesting thing is though, the children talk to each other only by their hands.
但有趣的是，他们讲话的时候，他们都是借着手在那里说话。
Meaning it was silent.
就是说他们没有出声。
And they never talked to him or paid him any attention.
他呢，他们从来没有跟这位马龙说话，也没有对他有任何的兴趣。
So they would just come and leave.
他们来，完了就走。
Every day.
每一天。
So Marlon likes to listen to gospel music on the radio.
马龙他喜欢在收音机里面听有关福音的音乐。
So when the radio was on, and it turned out that the children came when the radio was on, they would all be singing along, opening their mouths, but no sound would come out. They're just mouthing along with the song on the radio.
所以当马龙在那里听收音机唱歌的时候呢，这些孩子们就进来，他们动着嘴巴，好像是跟着这个在一起唱，但却没有声音。
That's strange, he thought.
马龙觉得这个很奇怪哦。
Perhaps my eyes are playing a trick on me.
是不是我的眼睛在捉弄我呢？
But he doesn't do anything about the situation because it was nice to have some kids around, have some company.
但他没有做任何的事情，他因为觉得有这样子的陪伴也非常好。
But one day, the friendly children stopped coming.
有一天呢，这些友善的孩子们没有来。
Instead, it was a man in a prisoner's outfit.
却是有一个身穿囚服的人来到他的面前。
He had a threatening look in his eyes.
一脸的危险，威胁。
And a blood-stained knife in his hand.
而且在他手里呢，拿着一把沾满鲜血的刀。
So Marlon was scared.
马龙吓坏了。
And he yelled, "Get out of here in the name of the blood of Jesus."
他大声喊着说，奉耶稣宝血的名离开这里。
And that threatening man left by slipping under the door.
那个威胁他的人就离开了，从门缝底下走了。
So this is a very interesting case. Marlon was getting more and more blind due to glaucoma.
这个很奇怪，因为马龙他越来越失明，因着青光眼的缘故。
And he had this condition called Charles Bonnet Syndrome, CBS.
他患有这一种叫Charles Bonnet 那个综合症。
Where people who are losing vision would develop hallucinations that seem plausible because these people used to see well, they were able to see.
所以失去视力的人呢，会产生一种幻觉。这种幻觉呢，看起来也蛮合理的，因为他们曾经是可以看东西的。
But for Marlon, the disconnect between what he knows in his mind and what he sees in the world can be life-threatening.
但对我们来说，他这种看的和脑子里想的那种脱节，其实会对他的生命造成危险。
For example, he may try to run away from an imaginary killer and then end up hurting himself.
他可能会看见有人来杀他，完了，但是却是一种幻觉。当他逃走的时候，可能会伤到他自己。
He may dodge an imaginary car into the path of a real car.
他有可能因着幻觉，他能够碰到这个虚拟中的车，但是却真正的是被真实的车给撞到。
And this disconnect is very similar to that in God's children.
这个呢可以说跟我们就是基督徒神的儿女来说有一些的相关。
Who have some certain knowledge in their mind, but then they live a deluded life where their spiritual sight or faith is.
他们虽然有这个圣经的真理的知识，但是他们生活在一种被扭曲不完全准确的情形下面。
And a mismatch between knowing what's right and doing what is wrong is not just inconvenient or improper.
所以这一种的不相符合，就是我们有正确的知识，却是有错误的行为，会导致一种什么样的后果呢？
So like hallucinations, Paul will warn us in this passage that a spiritual mismatch has life-threatening consequences, including condemnation and wrath.
所以在保罗的这个罗马书里头，他指出这种的不符合会最后导致被定罪的一种情形。
So before we go into this passage, let's quickly sum up what we've shared so far in the last few sharings.
在我们开始今天的分享之前，我们快快的来总结一下我们原先已经分享过的。
So far we said that Romans 1 verses 6 to 17 is the thesis statement where the gospel is the power of God for salvation to the believer because it's based on God's righteousness.
在罗马书中，保罗在一章16到17节中证明了他的论点，就是福音是神的大能，救一切相信的，因为这个是基于神的义。
To see the need for the righteousness of God, he needs to then demonstrate the unrighteousness of man.
为着要得着这个救恩神的义，我们先要看见人的不义。
He shows the Gentile as unrighteous, and then the self-righteous Jews as unrighteous, and then all people as unrighteous.
他给我们写明了不信的外邦人是不义的，接着呢，就那些自以为义的犹太人也是不义的。
Now, in the
最后，每一个人我们都是罪人。
Now in the context of this passage that we're looking at in chapter 2, it's in the context of a Jewish person thinking that they are in a special category.
在这个第二章这个前后我们看见这个犹太人他们自以为义。
Because they have this unique historical relationship with God, they think that they are then exempt from judgment.
因为他们与神在历史上有一个独特的关系，所以他们觉得他们可以被这样的审，他们可以逃避这样的审判。
But Paul demonstrates that God is impartial between Jew or Gentile. He will judge you based on the deeds that you have done, based on the secrets of your heart.
在这里，保罗指出神是不偏待人的，他会按照我们就是犹太人他们心中的隐情或者他们的行为来判定。
But although the beginning part 1 through 16 may seem theoretical, 17 to 29 then presents the practical.
在前面17到
from verses 1 through 16 is more theoretical.
从前面的第一到十六节是更多的是理论上的。
And then from 17 to 29 is practical.
从十七到二十九节是讲到具体的这个实行。
So yeah, let's take a look at the three parts. So first is from verses 1 through 17 to 20, it shows the Jews' responsibility in knowing God.
我们现在首先来看保罗从十七到二十节里面表明了犹太人认识神的责任。
Then we'll see in verses 21 to 24 the Jews' hypocrisy in their behavior.
其次，我们从21到24节看 犹太人怎样在行为上的假冒伪善。
And then 25 to 29, that a true Jew obeys God inwardly in his heart. So that means that there's an alignment between the knowledge and behavior.
最后从25到29节，我们看见真正的犹太人是在内心深处顺服神的，他们责任和里面外面的行为是不相矛盾的。
So just to recap in the basic terms, those three parts, part one, the Jews' knowledge, part two, their conduct, and then third, that there's a possibility of alignment in their knowledge and behavior.
所以我们再来仔细简短的看一下，第一部分是说到犹太人的责任，他们的知识，第二部分讲到他们的行为，第三部分是讲到这个知识和行为是可以连在一起的。
And then at the end we want to say this passage is immediately about the Jews, but it also has implications that can apply to the Christian.
最后我们来看，虽然这一段经节好像是针对犹太人的，但是对我们今天我们信主的基督徒也有实际的意义。
Okay, so let's take a look at this first point, which is 17 to 20, which is that the Jewish person would boast in knowing God.
我们现在来看第一部分，就是讲到犹太人从17到20节看见他们指着神夸口。
It says that in 17, if you bear the name Jew, meaning they say that they bear the name Jew, and rely upon the law, and boast in God, and know his will, and approve the things that are essential,being instructed out of the law.
在十七十八节里面，我们看到犹太人依靠律法，指着神夸口，晓得神的旨意，也能分别是非。这种特权是因为他们从小就从律法中受了教训。
Right, their privilege is because from a young age they were instructed out of the law.
因为他们从小受律法的教训，所以他们得着了这个特权。
So how come Israel had this privilege?
那为什么犹太人可以有这样的特权呢？
So we'd like to take a look for the context of this.
我们来看一下这个背景。
So after the flood, the world's people sinned and sinned and rejected God.
在大洪水之后呢，世人犯罪并拒绝了神。
And Romans 1 put it so that God gave the people over to idolatry so that they can live according to their own preferences and make their own decisions.
在罗马书一章里面，我们看到神任凭他们拜偶像，使他们可以按照他们自己的喜好或者决定来生活。
But then God began a recovery work through the person of Abraham.
但神在亚伯拉罕的身上开始了他恢复的工作。
He was the turning point because Terah and his other fathers, they worshipped idols.
亚伯拉罕是一个转折点。因为他的父亲和他的先祖都是拜偶像的。
But for Abraham and his descendants, Israel will show the world the knowledge of God.
从他开始和他的后裔可以把这个有关神的知识介绍给列国。
And so God gave the Israelites the law so that they would know his will.
又将律法赐给了以色列人，让他们能够知道神。
And become his testimony on earth.
能够成为他在世上的见证。
So each ancient civilization has significant accomplishments.
有很多的国家他们在古代有重大的贡献。
You could say that the Greeks gave us good plays to read for English class. And they also gave us philosophy books to read in politics class.
所以像古希腊他们把这个好的文学带给了让我们在上英语课的时候可以学他们的文字在就是哲学让我们选修那个政治的时候来一通学。
And the Egyptians gave architectural achievements and agricultural ones.
像埃及他们在建筑领域或者是农业这方面有重大的贡献。
And then Babylonians gave us mathematical.
巴比伦那些他们是在数学上有很多的成就。
And the Chinese gave us buns and carbs.
中国人给的是馒头和那个食物。
Or things are just carbs.
有关于那个就是糖分、糖类的这一些。
But ancient Israel is interesting. They seemingly have nothing to contribute to the world.
有趣的是，好像以色列人在古代的文明当中没有任何的贡献。
But they gave the most important contribution of all because that's the knowledge of God.
但是他们所给的那份贡献是最最重要的，因为他们把神有关神的知识介绍给。
So all the Gentiles, if they look at Israel, it's almost like a case study. What are the blessings of worshiping God? What are the consequences of disobeying God?
所以对所有的外邦人来说，以色列人就好像是一个案例的研究。当他们顺服神的时候，敬拜神的时候，他们得祝福；当他们违背神的时候，就得着祸害。
That's why they know His will and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law.
所以说以色列人他们从律法中得了教训，他们知道神的旨意，明白是非。
And then 19 to 20, they seem to be overly confident. They're boasting in this ability, this privilege.
但是在19、20节里面，我们看到犹太人好像他们很自大，他们在那里夸自夸。
They are the my kids and honors student trying to show the other students how it's done.
好像他们是那种明星的学生，他们在那里教导一些他们的同学该如何做事。
Because it says here that they consider themselves a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness.
他们相信他们是给瞎子领路的和在黑暗中人的光。
The word blind is what Jews used for Gentiles because Gentiles did not know God.
这个瞎子这个词是犹太人常常用来讲到外邦人说到他们不认识神。
Same thing with those who are in darkness. They think they are the only ones who are light.
同样他们讲他们是在黑暗中的人因为他们不认识神。
And then in verse 21 it says the Jews consider themselves a corrector of the foolish and a teacher of the immature.
在二十节，犹太人认为他们自己是蠢笨人的师傅，是小孩子的先生。
So Jews would use the word infants to describe proselytes. Those are Gentiles who are converting or have converted to Judaism.
这犹太人呢，用婴儿这个词来形容那些皈依者，他们是皈依犹太教的外邦人。
So the Jews think that automatically, if I have the law, I'm mature. But then someone else.Who's a Gentile, they're immature. They got to learn from the Jews.
他们自以为他们有这个律法，就是能够自动的就变成成熟的。所以呢，那些外邦人转成犹太教的，必须跟着他们学。
And the reason they thought that is, it says in verse 20, having in the law, they thought they had in the law the embodiment of knowledge and of the truth.
在这边又说到他们是将律法视为知识和真理的模范。
Embodiment means that the law has this outward framework for them, but it also connotes that they do not have the inward reality.
这个模范好像是指的律法它有外面的这些仪文那些形式，但并非有内在的实际。
Just like a turtle from the outside has the form composed of its shell.
就像从外面来看的那个乌龟，它的形体是由它的那个外壳所组成的。
You could hold the shell thinking that you're holding the turtle.
当你在那里拿着这个那个壳的时候，你觉得好像你拿着这个拖着这个乌龟。
So a Jewish person can hold the law and think that they have all of God's truth, but then they do not have the life consistent with the law within.
所以当犹太人在那里抓住这个律法尤其是外面的时候他们觉得他们有了律法的全部但其实他们里面的生活却不符合律法。
So by counting having the law as their diploma from the College of Righteousness, they think that they would be exempted from the board exam of judgment.
所以以靠律法作为他们从公益学校毕业的一种文凭犹太人认为依靠这种特权他们可以免除审判。
But this passage is not just about the Jews, it can also indirectly apply to us.
所以这一段的经文不单单只是指到犹太人其实也可以间接的
Because Jesus used similar language that we are light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden.
所以因为我们也基督徒也用这样的词来来形容我们，我们是这个灯，不能藏在斗底下，要在山上能够被显明。
That's because the church makes the same boast. We say that we know God, we read His word, and we rest upon it.
就像我们现在教会，我们有的时候也会夸口说我们认识神，我们知道他。
So there's a group of Americans called the Puritans that also refer to themselves as a city set on a hill.
像有一些的基督徒，就像清教徒，他们也自己自称为在山上的明灯。
Some modern day Americans have a negative view just because their stereotype is based on them being, the Puritans being narrow-minded when it comes to tolerating different behaviors and different beliefs.
像现在的社会对他们有一些定型的一些负面的影响认识。
But that's not true of true and most Puritans. True Puritans take being a light on a hill very seriously.
因为他们曾经是靠着自己的宗教信仰，他们对所有其他人都没有容忍，甚至他们指控那些没有行巫术的无辜者杀害他们。但是真正的好的这个清教徒，他们其实并不是这样，他们追求的是真正的信仰和行为一致。
They wanted the biblical truth reflected consistently in their life.
他们在那里追求的就是行为和信仰是一致的。
So in 1627, there was this very important Puritan teacher named William Ames.
在1626年有一个清教徒的老师叫 William
Ames.
Ames.
And he wrote in a book called The Marrow of Sacred Divinity.
他写了一本书是讲到
The marrow is like in the bone. There's the marrow.
骨髓
Of sacred divinity.
这个属灵的真实那个秘密在
Divinity as something about God.
神圣 yeah, 神性的这个
So he wrote that theology is the doctrine of living to God.
讲到这个神学是向着神活。
For them, theology is not just doctrine of God, but the doctrine of living to God.
这个神学并不是说不是说就是有关于神，而是说真正的你该怎样向着神活。
Yeah, so knowing God, basically theology, knowing God is not just knowing about God, but living.
不是只是你知道有关于神的事，而是说你真正向着神活。
So for him, he really takes the light of the hill very seriously.
在他里面，他把这个在山上的明灯这个词这个意义非常的严肃。
And light also implies that then other people will be observing this light.
另一个方面说到那个灯是因着别的人在那里观看。
So Tertullian was a church father from around AD 200 who wrote a treatise called On the Spectacles.
这边有一位教父名字叫 Tertullian, 他是在1820年时代的人，他写了一本书
called On the Spectacles.
叫 On Spectacles.
So spectacles are when you go to an ancient Roman outdoor mass extravaganza in an arena.
这个书大概的意思是说是有一种奇观，最初呢是指的在古罗马的时候。
And then Christian slaves or poor, it's usually only the not well off, but the Christian slaves or poor were tortured for entertainment by wild beasts, by archers, by fire.
那个时候的基督徒受着迫害，他们在那些竞技场上的那些大型的户外那个群众盛会里面，他们被折磨，甚至被杀害，以供他们的娱乐。
And there was a deacon from the church of Thyatira at that time named Pablus.
在那个这个 Tertullian 那个教会的一个长老。
From Thyatira or Thyatira?
Oh, okay. 从那个推亚推罗教会里面的一个。
That's in Turkey.
知识。
And so the Roman governor of Pergamum invited this Christian brother to a feast where they will eat food sacrificed to idols.
这个有一个在罗马的
governor will invite him to a feast.
一个省长在那里举办了一个宴席，把他们请到这个宴席上面。
Yeah, so and him and his friend would not want to eat. They refused to eat the food sacrificed to idols.
因为那些食物是已经祭拜过偶像的，所以这些被邀的这些信徒拒绝吃这些食物。
So the Roman governor sent them away to be clawed in the arena.
所以呢，这个罗马的这个省长就把他们送到这个竞技场。
And Pavlos, the sister, caught word of what was happening, so wanted to find out what's going to happen to her brother.
有一个姊妹在那里想要知道这个最后他们会遭遇什么。
And when he was being killed, she also stepped forward to say that she believed in Jesus as well.
当他看见这位弟兄将要被杀的时候，他也加入到这个里面，说他自己是信耶稣基督的。
The crowd was very shocked because they were shouting to her, quickly go and renounce your faith.Because if you keep your faith, you're going to be killed as well.
那所有的这些观众都非常震惊，在那里告诉他，你赶紧要否认你这个信仰，否则的话你会一同被杀。
And they also said, you have young children, you need to be alive to take care of them.
因为你有幼小的孩子，你需要活下来照顾他们。
So the crowd could not believe that she has no fear in being burned.
所有这些观众都会觉得很惊讶，她一点都不惧怕。
But she says that if she were to die for Christ, God will take care of her children.
因为她说她愿意为耶稣死，而神会照顾她的孩子。
So sometimes the light of the world is a quiet candle that does not snuff out during a storm.
这个我们说到这个灯，山上的灯，有的时候我们可以说是在风暴当中不会被灭的。
Other times, the light of the world is like the blaze of martyrdom that makes other people astonished by what you believe.
还有一种情形，这个灯好像就是烧着的火焰，可以让因着你的为主的寻道，你可以让边上的人感觉惊奇。
And that is the true spectacle, that we are a spectacle to both the natural world and the supernatural world.
这个才是真正的一种奇观，是对着在世上的这些人做见证，也是对着在天上在属灵界的做见证。
Israel may be a testimony for earth, but we are definitely a testimony to earth and heaven.
对于这些犹太人来说，他们是在地上做见证，而我们这些基督徒，我们是不单对地上、世上，而且对天做见证。
And as light in darkness, we are also living in the arena of faith.Where everyone is watching whether we embody God's truth.
在黑暗中这样的这个明灯说到我们作为一个基督徒信仰，我们可以向着世界来做这个见证。
That's why the embodiment of knowledge and of the truth is a living person.
在这里我们可以说这个具体的表现在这个真理和知识是在一个人的身上。
Okay, so from the first part we know that knowing God lights the way for others to know God.
在这里我们看见这个灯被点亮，它可以让别人看见。
But is knowing God in itself enough to secure your justification from condemnation as the Jews would think?
所以还有一方面就是因为我们认识我们可以在这里我们可以免除这个审判。
So that brings us to the second point, which is the hypocrisy of a Jewish person who knows God's will, but whose behavior is the opposite.
接下来我们看第二点，就是犹太人的假冒为善。他们明知道神的旨意，但是他们却反其道而行之。
This is in verses 21 to 24 of chapter 2. So in verse 21, he says, "You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself?"
在21到24节里头说到，他说，你们既然教导别人，还不教导自己吗？
And then Paul gives four examples of teaching what is right, but them doing what is not that.
这里有四个主要的例子，说到他们教导什么是正确的，但他们自己不去做。
And the four examples relate to four of the Ten Commandments, two about loving God, and then two about loving our neighbors.
这里讲到了这个诫命，十条诫命中的四条，两个是说到与神之间的关系，与神的关系，还有两个是要爱你的邻舍。
So the first two about relationship to others, the first one is stealing.
前面两个是说到与别人之间的关系，第一个是说到偷窃。
And it could relate to our business dealings and practices on what we report as right or wrong on our tax returns.
这个可能会讲到我们在报税的时候，我们会讲到一些不真实的我们一些业务的这些往来或者操作。
Or we copy other students' answers on assignments. Stealing is taking what is not rightfully ours.
或者是对学生来说，有的时候写报告的时候，把不是你的也放上去。
And then the second is about adultery. You would say that one should not commit adultery. Do you commit adultery?
第二个是讲到奸淫，说到你们不可奸淫，他们自己还是犯奸淫。
And it relates to the purity in a relationship.
讲到我们在这个性关系上面的那个纯洁。
And also relates to what we view as entertainment.
还有就是关于我们对这些预热的一些看法。
These first two are pretty self-explanatory, so we're just going to go through them.
这两个都非常的简单明确。
The third one says,
第三个说的，
You who abhor idols, do you rob temples?
说到你既然厌恶偶像，难道你还偷窃庙中之物呢？
This does not mean we go into a temple and take the tithing box.
这并不是说我们真的到寺庙里头去挑去偷那个十一奉献箱。
The robbing temple is we are not offering to the Lord what is due to him.
而是说到我们没有把主应得的那个给他。
For example, he's due our heart's full consecration, our whole being's devotion. If we value other things than him, then we are robbing temples.
就是说到我们本来应该是全人全心的奉献给他，但是我们却把大部分的时间放在其他的事情上面。
And then the fourth one says,
第四个说到，
You who boast in the law, through your breaking the law, do you dishonor God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you.
这里说到你们指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法玷辱神，神的名在万邦人中因你们受了亵渎。
So breaking the law dishonors God because as a consequence,breaking the law, the Jews are exiled and oppressed by Gentiles.
因着他们在那里有了律法，却是犯律法，玷辱了神，所以他们的结局是被掳到了巴比伦。
And as a result of exile, then the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because they thought, why is God incapable of protecting his own people?
因为他们的被掳在外邦人中就亵渎了神的名，因为他们觉得原来神的名不能保护他的子民。
And this applies to us. These four things apply to us because it speaks to our spiritual pride and hypocrisy.
这四样都可以运用在我们身上，说到我们有的时候有那个属灵的骄傲和假冒伪善。
We read in that Matthew passage that Jesus said, we do not practice righteousness.Before other people to be noticed.
我们刚刚读的马太六章里面说到，我们不可将善事行在人的面前。
Instead, we should do good things away from man's eyes in secret, so that God can reward us.
相反，我们应该行在暗中，神在暗中查看，必然报答你。
The word for hypocrite in Greek means actor.
这个假冒为善这个字在希腊文中的意思是
So actors can act one way on stage and then another way in private.
那个演员他在台上的时候他是演戏做的一种形式，在私底下又是另外一种方式。
Similarly, we act one way in public, but then another way in secret when no one else is looking.
所以也很相同的就是我们在人前我们是这样的行为，但是私底下我们可能是不同的方式。
This deception may deceive others, but the main person being deceived is ourselves.
这个好像看来可以欺骗别人，但是主要被欺骗的是我们自己。
And why is that the case?
为什么是这样子的情形？
So the Pharisees keep the you have heard it said part, but then they did not keep the I say to you part. The Pharisees kept the what the ancients and they said,、
mm-hmm.
but then they do not keep the I say to you, like when Jesus says the I say to you.
就是像法利赛人的时候，他们能够守着从古到那个时候所有的这些教训，但是呢，他们确实不能接受主耶稣在地上说，我实实在在的告诉你们这些。
Yeah. So when we read the Gospels and think that Jesus is just addressing the Pharisees and his critique does not apply to us.
当我们在读福音书的时候，我们可能会想。主耶稣说的只是可以应用在这些法利赛人身上，对我们没有关系。
As if we hear that Jesus calls out Pharisees as hypocritical, and we think, "Oh, that's not speaking to us. That's not us."
当主耶稣在那里叫法利赛人是假冒为善的时候，我们觉得是说他们，不是说我们。
Then we are Pharisees, and we deceive ourselves.
那我们其实已经成了法利赛人，我们自己欺骗自己。
But when we read those statements and think, oh, we are being the ones critiqued.
当我们在读这些的时候，觉得我们在那里被神提醒和批评。
All of us should be aware that we have the spiritual pride that's at the root of hypocrisy.
对，让我们也知道这个属灵的骄傲确实是这个假冒为善的根基。
And the danger of hypocrisy is because it destroys the purity of our heart.
这个属灵的这个骄傲让我们里面真正的那个信主的那个纯洁受到了破坏。
Dr. F.B. Meyer was a famous British preacher and Bible teacher from the turn of the last century.
我们知道这个 F.B. Meyer 他是一个有名的著名的这个在英国一个圣经的老师和传教士。
And then one day, a group of young people from the Salvation Army went up to him, wanting to impress this famous preacher.
有一天，这些年轻人，就是救世军里面的年轻人，到他那里，想要在那里让这个 F.B. Meyer 这个得着注意。
They said to him, "We just spent a lot of time in prayer with the Lord. Look at our faces."
我们花了很多的时间在主面前一起祷告，你看看我们的脸。
Brother Meyer peered over and looked at their faces to see what was up with them.
所以梅尔弟兄就转过来仔细看他们脸上有什么可去的地方。
They said, "Can you see? Our faces are shining like Moses."
他说你能看见吗？我们的脸就像摩西一样会发光哦。
And then Brother Meyer said, if someone truly spent time with the Lord, they would not notice their own faces were shining.
梅尔弟兄就说，假如有人真正在主面前这样子花时间祷告，他们不会注意到他们自己脸上发光。
Brother Meyer said that the Israelites noticed that Moses' face was shining, but Moses himself had no idea.
因为当时以色列人注意到摩西的脸发光，但摩西自己却不知道。
And the lesson he was conveying is that humility keeps the purity of heart, but pride and hypocrisy destroys it.
所以他在这里告诉他们，谦卑，能够保守你向着神的那个纯洁，但是当你在那里有骄傲的时候，却是破坏了，成为了一个假冒为善的人。
So if now we know our responsibility, the first point,And now we understand that our conduct does not match it, which is our second point.
现在我们知道第一个是说到我们的责任，第二个说到就是行为。
How does then, in the third point, Paul addresses the disconnect between our responsibility and our conduct?
当我们的行为跟这个责任不相符合的时候，保罗在这里说到这个第三点，我们将如何来解决这个问题。
So that is verses 25 to 29 when he shows that the true Jew will obey God inwardly in his heart.
在第25到29节当中，他在那里讲到真犹太人是怎样在心里头顺服神。
Circumcision is of value if you practice the law, but if you are a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision.
在这里说到，若是行律法，这个割礼对你来说是有意义；若是你犯律法，你就不算是有割礼。
And if the uncircumcised man keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision?
所以那些本来没有割礼的，若能守律法，他们不就算是有律法吗？
And so Paul will show about how to live an acceptable life to God through three pairs of contrasts.
在这里保罗指出，你如何能够活出这个律法，用这个三个比喻对比来做。
The first contrast is about the basis of obedience.Whether it's outward or inward.
在第一个对比里面看见是有关于这个顺服是在里面还是在外面。
So that means that they should just not obey that outward covenant practice of circumcision on the eighth day after they're born.
说到不是说仅仅在出生第八天以后行这割礼，按照外面的这个条例。
It means that they need to obey inwardly every day after that.
而是说到之后的每一天都是在心里面来遵守。
So in other words, what makes us people of God is not the privilege of our religion, but the obedience of righteousness.
说到这个做神的子民，不单单是外面的这种特权，而是我们里面心里的相信。
So the basis is inward.And now let's look at the second contrast, which is about the execution of that obedience.
讲到心里面的那个顺服，就讲到第二个这个对比的事情。
It's about whether the circumcision is done by the spirit and not by the letter.
就讲到这个割礼是在乎灵，不在乎仪文。
29 says, circumcision is that which is of the heart by the spirit, not by the letter.
这二十九节说到这个真割礼是在心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。
By the Spirit means it's done by God's activity and not our activity.
借着是在乎灵，说到的是神所做的。
So it's God's life that's within us that brings about obedience rather than us striving to do religious things.
是说到神所做的是里面的生命因着神的生命在我们里面做，而不是我们靠着我们自己的力量。
Or else we're just following a set of prohibitions from a religion, and that makes Christianity basically circumcision by the letter.
这好像也说到，若是我们来用一套的宗教的这个一系列的诫命来行的话，那样就把基督教也变成割礼了。
So circumcision by the Spirit means that the Spirit causing us to want to put the desires of the flesh to death.
这个说到心里头，这个行割礼是说到是神的生命在我们里面，让我们愿意来顺服。
And then let's take a look at the third thing, which is about the goal or destination of obedience.
第三个就是说到这个目标和目的这个行割礼的目的。
29 says, His praise is not from men, but from God.
而这里说到的是这个人得的称赞是从神来的。
So God offers praise when we manifest Christ, since Christ is the only one worthy of praise in the universe.
当我们在那里彰显基督，神就会称赞，因为只有基督是唯一。
And so if we obey God in the Spirit, then Christ's life is then worked into us, and when that's revealed, there comes praise.
这里就说到当我们顺服神，神的生命在我们里面被彰显出来， 基督就得作称赞。
Now it might seem quite sudden that we all of a sudden come to this word that came out of nowhere, praise.
我们这里来看一下这个有关这个称赞这个字，好像不知道从哪里出来的。
But that's because Paul is using wordplay.
因为保罗在这里在那里分析这些字义。
Because in verse 17 it says, if you bear the name Jew,
在17节保罗说你们称为犹太人的。
So yeah, so he's saying that these people, this self-righteous group of people, they call themselves Jews.
这里有一批自以为义的，他们称自己为犹太人。
And he is pointing out that the word Jew comes from the word Judah, which means praise.
这里他指出这个犹太人这个起先这个名字是从犹大而来。
So how did Judah then get his name?
那这个犹大他是怎样得名的呢?
So his mother and his father both had some input.
在这里我们看到他的父亲和母亲都是在有这个关系。
Yeah, so for mother, she felt unloved by Jacob.
她的母亲觉得她的丈夫雅各不爱她。
And so she wanted to get more love by winning in the childbearing contest.
她想要得着更多的爱和关注在这个生育的这个比赛当中得胜。
That more sons will give her more attention and more notice and more love.
因为更多的儿子可以带来更多的关注和爱。
And when Leah bore the fourth son Judah for Jacob, she named him praise out of her thanksgiving.
所以当利亚生第四个儿子，她在那里有感恩，所以她给她的这个儿子起名叫犹大，就是赞美的意思。
So let's hang on to that thought. Leah named Judah praise out of her barrenness of love, out of not being loved.
在这里说到利亚称她的儿子犹大，是因着她觉得自己不被爱。
So Judah is not only a praise for mother, but also the father.
这个犹大这个名字称赞赞美，他的父亲也是同样的这样做。
In his father's final blessing, he said, Judah, your brother shall praise you. Your father's sons will bow down to you.
在雅各在生命的尽头的时候为他的儿子们祝福，他说到犹大要受他兄弟们的赞美。
So what did Judah's parents see in him and his descendants? Why was the tribe of Judah praised?
犹大的父亲和母亲同样都看到了犹大和他的后代要成为赞美。
So when Judah's three older brothers forfeited the firstborn rights, Judah was the one that would continue the unbroken chosen line down to Christ.
所以当犹大的三个哥哥都相继失去了这个长子的权利的时候，犹大作为雅各的儿子，他却是把这个王室宝座这条线一直延续，一直到基督。
And whenever Judah was on the throne, then there was praise. In the temple, they were the ones that had, for example, David bring back the ark.
所以当犹大这个支派坐在宝座上的时候，就像看到大卫坐在宝座上的时候，你可以看见这个约柜被带回来要建造圣殿。
Or when the kingdom split and the northern one followed idols, Judah was the one that retained temple service at Jerusalem.
所以当这个王国被分为二的时候，他的这个犹大支派仍然在那里真实的在耶路撒冷在敬拜。
So Judah both continued true praise and received true praise when finally Christ was born.
所以当犹大当主耶稣降生来到世上的时候，这个犹大的赞美是得到真正的体现。
When Christ is born and he is king, and there's obedience from us, then there is praise.
所以当耶稣来到地上他坐在王位上面，而且受到我们的顺服的时候， 那他真是受到了这个敬拜和赞美。
So my friend moved into an apartment in the Upper West Side a few months ago.
我有一个朋友在几个月之前也搬到了这个曼哈顿的这个西。
And she found out that I had many problems because the landlord is not attentive and also the building is very old.
因为那个整幢楼是年老失修，而且他的这个房东也不怎么帮忙。
And then,
他遇到许多问题。
And then the radiator is the worst problem.
这个放射性是一个最大的一个问题。
So when it turns on, it'll rattle and then blow hisses of hot air.
就是那个就是冬天那个加热器，当你打开的时候，你会觉得整个都在那里震动。
And you cannot control it, and it has a mind of its own. So if you get so hot, you'll have to open the window when you're sleeping.
所以这个没有办法控制把这个加热器关掉，只有等到晚上很热的时候没法睡的时候，你把窗打开。
And one day, it was so hot, even in winter, that she moved the mattress from the bedroom where the radiator is to the study where there's no radiator.
所以有一次真的是实在太热了，她只能把她的那个床垫从她的卧房移到她的这个读书的地方，那个地方没有那个加热器。
Yeah, it's a tiny study room where then she would sleep for the next few months.
她就在那个很窄小的一个写字间那个地方住了好几个月。
And visitors who come over will find that it is weird that the main bedroom has no bed.
当那个人来看的时候，发觉有这个访问他的人在那里看见他的主要的卧房里头没有床垫的时候，觉得很奇怪。
Oh yeah, these are not the scary group of children from earlier. These are just your visitors.
这些是真实的这个访问他的人呀。
They would find that that's weird, but she would not even take notice.
他们觉得很奇怪的时候，但是这个朋友这个主人住在那儿的觉得没有什么稀奇。
She has been habituated and complacent to the current situation since she has done this for months.
她因为已经在那里完全习惯了，这个过去的几个月她都是这样生活。
And likewise, we are like her as well. We have been habituated for years and decades to our knowledge and our conduct sleeping in different rooms.
就像我们也跟他一样，我们已经多少年、几十年，我们都是这样子的生活。我们的知识跟行为好像是在两个不同的地方。
And because of habit, we know what is the Christian walk and what is the Christian talk.
因着这个习惯，我们知道了什么是基督徒的认识或者基督徒的知识。
And this final part is really helpful in closing that disconnect.
最后这一部分呢，应该是最能帮助我们把这两个能够行为跟知识连在一起。
As it points out the spiritual blind spot that we have.
讲到我们属灵的盲点。
And only until we come to the cross that can circumcise and remove the flesh by putting it to death, our eyes will not be open.
所以当我们来到十字架的底下，接受这个真的割礼。我们的眼睛会被打开。
And also, if we don't see who we actually are, we are those who would bring forth Christ and submit to Him.
这样子的话呢，我们好像能够把我们的主耶稣带给别人，让别人看见。
That means then all that we do and think are just things we have to do and think.
就是说到我们所有我们知道的该怎样做怎样行，而我们实际也是这样子行出来。
So let's talk about a practical test then from this passage about how to close the disconnect.
我们在这里再来看一下是什么可以作为一个实际的一个检验让我们知道我们知道的和行的是合一的。
And this would be the final point.
这个是最后的一点。
So whenever we do an action, let's ask ourselves this one question.
当我们将要做要行出来的时候，我们问我们自己一个问题。
Am I doing this to please the Lord?
我做这个是为了来使神得喜悦吗？
For things that we do that are obviously wrong, then the answer would be no.
假如我们的答案说肯定不是的，那我们就知道我们不该做。
But the tricky one is for things that are religious.
有一个很比较难以判定的事情，就是说我们可能说这是一个宗教的行为。
Such as we all are here gathered in church on a Sunday morning, and then we'll have breaking of bread and listening to different people's prayers.
就像我们每个主日我们来到这里听信息，接着我们有擘饼的聚会，听别人在那里祷告。
We have to ask that at that moment, am I doing this to please the Lord?
我们需要问我们自己，我这样做是要讨神的喜悦吗？
Because we said that the outward Jews, they would just do things for their own sake because that they were religious acts that they thought we needed to do for our spiritual life.
就像我们刚刚说的，在外面做犹太人的，他们在那里所做的这些行为，都是在外面要来得人的这个称赞。
But a true Jew would ask if the motive is for God rather than for men.
但是一个真的犹太人所做的一切都是为着神，而不是为着自己。
And similarly, we should ask ourselves, why am I doing this?
同样我们也需要这样问我们自己，我为什么这么做？
Am I doing it since all other Christians know to do it?
是因为所有的其他基督徒都这么做？
Or is it to please the Lord from the heart, to seek his praise and not the praise of men?
而是我们在心里头要讨主的喜悦，要从神来的这个称赞，不是人的称赞。
So that is the question that we can take away to ask ourselves as the application.
这个是我们需要把它带回我们自己的理念，作为一个实际的一个应用，问我们自己这个问题。
So to conclude, what a contrast we have seen from Romans 2's first verse to Romans 2's last verse.
我们在这里来总结一下，第二章的第一，刚刚开始的时候是说到跟最后的是一个对比。
Because last verse, finally there is some reprieve from the doom and gloom.
在最后我们看见的是讲到这个神的这个称赞和赞美。
Because Romans 2 begins with judgment coming from God, but Romans 2 ends with praise coming from God.
在第二章的一开头是讲到神的审判，但是在最后第二章是讲到神他的赞美。
Because at the beginning, the wrath was from God because people thought they were self-righteous, that they were immune from God's judgment.
一开始是说到这些犹太人，他们自以为意，他们觉得他们可以逃避神的审判。
But then at the end of Romans 2, we could see hints that Christ could come in, because God looks at the heart to see if there's circumcision by the Spirit.
在最后的时候，我们看见主耶稣已经来到地上，他让我们借着这样子可以得着神的称赞。
Yeah, there's an indication that the Spirit can work, and there's indication that when God sees Christ, then we can receive praise, not wrath.
就说到这个灵在我们里面可以工作，最后基督可以被彰显出来，他可以得着称赞。
Therefore, it is not the knowledge of Christ that saves us; it is Christ, our righteousness, who saves us.
不是因着我们对于神的知识可以拯救我们，而是我们真正的里面得着那个生命来得着拯救。
So as we've been saying, knowledge and faith are the means, but Christ himself is the good news. That's why he is the gospel.
说到这个知识和信心，这个是好的消息，但是对我们真正的这个是因着我们得着了。
So that concludes our sharing. So let us have a word of prayer.
我们结束我们的信息，我们来有一些祷告。
Heavenly God, I want to thank you for this time. We ask that you would constantly show us more of your Son.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你这一段时间，求你
That would bring love as our main motive to serve you and to do different things.
让我们爱你的动机是因着来侍奉你，来得你的喜悦。
Especially as we are on this long journey to destroy the hypocrisy that's inside.
尤其当我们在这里要经历这个长的这个阶段，要去除我们里面的假冒伪善。
And we know that because of Christ, we would also be overcomers.
我们也知道因着主耶稣基督，我们可以成为得胜者。
So we want to pray this in His name.
我们在这里靠着他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.